How to Achieve Greatness. Greatness is never measured purely in terms of money. You must always remember this. For history to judge a man as truly remarkable, that man has to leave a legacy more profound than a collection of Swiss bank accounts for his children. He has to enrich the world around him in a way that is permanent and moving. Recently, I have been thinking of ways to leave behind something meaningful to the world once I am gone. My various philanthropic efforts are well documented, but I nonetheless feel that I have not yet given enough to mankind. All my donations to charity are, I feel, ephemeral. The giving of cash to the needy is a mere band-aid on a gaping wound. If I were to die tomorrow, I would be known primarily as a visionary entrepreneur and perhaps a brilliant motivator. Occasionally, at public events, someone will realize who I am and insist on bathing me in compliments, which embarrasses me, for I have always scrupulously avoided the public eye. Adulation is a funny thing. Most people seek it in vain, often unconsciously, from their spouses, children, professional colleagues, or, the ultimate dream, from the public at large. To be admired by people who don't know you would seem to be the summit of human achievement. Yet those of us who are in this position will know that to be the center of attention in this way is not only distasteful, it is empty. Once and only once, I gave an interview. I was young and just beginning to make waves with a succession of audacious acquisitions. I was also, I admit, slightly prone to vanity in those days. My interviewer, a young woman from a respected local newspaper, peppered me with banal questions about my business strategy and then probed me with inappropriate questions about my private circumstances. Did I find it difficult to sustain relationships because of my punishing schedule? What did I look for in a partner? Was it true that I was so dedicated to my work that I had broken off not one but two engagements in the past? Had I even cut off contact with close family members? What about rumors that I'd changed my name to make myself appear more westernized? She kept calling me Walter in that familiar way that young